Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Force. I am Beth, aka Be True, and here on time at 10:30 p.m. on another Saturday night. I know some of you probably said, well, she's probably going to be late broadcasting, but no, 10:30. Changed the time a couple times. My apologies for not broadcasting on yesterday, but I had an awesome week, fun week, working, doing yard work, spending time with my pooches, doing indoor-outdoor cleaning, preparing to attend the Small Business Expo Dallas this coming up week, and, of course, enjoying the Mother's Day weekend with my mother and mothers, and, I'm a mom. I reflect and think if my son had lived and not died since the birth in 88, what kind of person would he be? He would be probably like 25 or 45. 25, I wonder what kind of person he would be. Would I be a 45-year-old grandma? like some of my friends. But just enjoying the Mother's Day weekend and just sending much love and happy Mother's Day. We'll be broadcasting on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be changing the time. We'll be at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. In celebration of Mother's Day, we'll talk about the history of Mother's Day. I hope you can hear me. I'm kind of away from the device I should be speaking into. I'm speaking into a different device. And I do have Wango. What I was saying at the beginning, some of you probably said she's busy watching the live stream of Wango Tango, and you are right. I've been watching NBA playoffs, watching the Heat and the Nets. So some people thought the Heat. I love both teams. You guys know I have my favorite players on the in Miami Heat. Awesome coach, awesome Pat Riley, Miami. But then at the same time, Jason Kidd. I have faves on that team. Before the game, I kept hearing Miami only has two more games. I was, and I just heard a reporter ask one of the Nets, well, what encouraged you guys to take this to game four? And they said being here at home and this confidence that we have. And so this NBA playoffs was amazing. I just listened to my mom. I know the Spurs want to see a repeat against the Heat, but wouldn't it be amazing if it was it comes down to the final draw, the final straw, LA Clippers and the Nets? Wouldn't that be something? Congratulations also to Mr. Dick Parsons, also the interim CEO of the LA Clippers. So amazing. Congratulations to both parties and to those of us who love the NBA. This is so awesome that Mr. Richard Parsons, Dick Parsons, is the interim CEO of the LA Clippers. That is, I'm just so happy about that. That is just amazing. But we are talking about a topic that we should have been talking about earlier in the week. And it's a hot topic. This is the time of year to exercise, to really get our exercise on. For adults, it's important to get at least 30 minutes in. And for kids, it's important to get at least an hour in of exercise in daily. You can always visit the First Lady's website, letsmove.org, and also the presidentschallenge.gov for encouraging information on living healthier and proper, up our game on proper eating habits and exercise, right? So let's talk about what's appropriate to wear, and also a little bit of skincare. It's a topic we should have talked about on Thursday, but honestly, Thursday night, I did not feel good at all after American Idol aired. I had an awesome day doing yard work, spending time with pooches, and then after American Idol aired, I did not feel so hot. And I did not feel good for that night up until the morning. And then I feel much better. I'm feeling good now. So I'm glad of that because I was like, no way, you know. So I'm glad of that. So I feel so much better. And so that's why I love Saturday nights. Broadcasting on Saturday nights, and so I'm broadcasting right now. And blogtalkradio.com is amazing 24/7, but on weekends on Saturday nights it is just super amazing because you hear so many topics on a variety of shows. You know, we really hit those niche markets like it's nobody's business. But I have my iPad mini on low, low, low volume, and I'm watching the live stream from Kiss FM in L.A. And Paramore, right before I became broadcasting, Paramore had just ended their broadcast. I mean, they've been rocking big time since 4 p.m. L.A. time, which is like 4 L.A. time, and it was like 2 my time in Mississippi Central Standard Time. Yeah, something like that, yeah. Because, right now, it is 10:30 here, and it's, 8:30 there. Yeah. So they've been rocking, big time, forever. And Paramore just ended. So you guys can watch the live stream also at Wango Tango, at iHeartRadio, at Kiss FM 102. 0.7 FM. If the live stream is going on Twitter, just click the link and you can see the live stream of the whole performance of Ryan Seacrest and the Fish and Ellie Kay and Sissany and the whole crew, and the audience is just amazing. This is really awesome, though, that we're able to watch it on live stream also. It's not like being there, but it's better than not being, it's better than nothing. So it's amazing. They're really jamming. Watching that right now. So I have it on low volume, and I'm watching it right now as I talk. But welcome to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow for Mother's Day, and on Monday we'll be talking about the Dallas, speaking of the Small Business Expo. You know, it was in Chicago on April 24th, and so the next stop would be Dallas on Thursday, May the 15th, and then I think after Dallas would be New York City in June. So I know other stops are like San Francisco and Miami in January and so on. So on Monday, I'm going to talk about what we've been told to expect at the Small Business Expo Dallas on Thursday. But you can visit their website at thesmallbusinessexpo.com if you haven't registered for when they come to your city. Or if you're going to travel to the near city, then you should visit the website to get information if you want to exhibit or just attend and effectively network, because that's what I'm doing, attending and looking forward to effectively networking. I've already been doing a lot of networking with sponsors and those that are in partnership with the Small Business Expo, like Marketecture, and looking forward to attending workshops, one hosted by Marketecture, and Instant Contact. This has been amazing. I love Vistaprint, been networking with them on Twitter and so on, looking forward to visiting their booth. And so it's going to be so much fun. And so on Monday, we're going to talk about the itinerary, what we're told to expect throughout the day, end of the day, there's going to be like an awesome presentation by Bill Walsh, and then there's an after party at like Plush Dallas. So we'll talk about that and, you know, the Small Business Expo period. But again, thank you so much for your love and your support and for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Okay? And of course, like always, open up the show with Prince and Third Eye Girl, Minstrel Cycle.
Please forgive my soul. 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 easy at all. Dread Deals. Worldwide. How we bring it. How we do it? Like this man. This man. Say Chris man. Just awake, you better thank God for your goodness sake. Cause him make we rise, him make we fall. Man dem a dead, the baby dem a crawl round the world. All round the world, say life is like what a little pearl. Say one by itself, it shines so bright. You put them all together, man, it's alright. That's why you better live, that's why you better give. You better stay strong and stay positive. You better be alert.
Georgia, forgive my soul. Love that song, love that song, love that song. But next Saturday around this time, I should be rocking it and celebrating somebody's birthday with their band and an awesome lineup of bands, Dallas-based bands, at O'Reilly's in Dallas. And this is, you guys know it. I love playing my friends' music. Westport and the Foundry. Big shout out to Westport and the Foundry. Scott Laurie Arndt. Of course, my attorney friend, Jay Lucas, well, known on Facebook as John Deuce, and Thomas Prater. Big shout out to all of my friends in Big D. also. The list goes on and on. I'm looking forward to attending the expo also. And my friends here in Jacktown, our mayor and his family, and Happy Mother's Day to the First Lady of Jackson. And just a big shout-out to all listeners worldwide. Ebony Empress and I have a nice Mother's Day wish to all of us around the world and here, of course, here in the U.S. And we thank you. The U.K. celebrated Mother's Day, I think, about a month ago. But we celebrate the holidays together, right? That's what it's all about. But here's what's for in the Foundry. Can't wait till next Saturday. Gonna have a rocking good birthday time with Westport and the Foundry.
Yeah.
Woo! Went for in the Foundry. Well, I played that song for the first time on this past Wednesday, on Matters of the Heart, and the discussion was about, you know, getting over it and moving on when it comes to heartbreak and pains in our past lives so we can have successful, you know, romances. Even if you're in a romance, to improve your romance, or if you're, you know, just don't happen to want to be prepared when Cupid's arrow strike or whenever. It was like perfect timing when I played that song. But talk about proper apparel when working out. I do plan to do some. I exercise extensively, but I haven't been going to the gym, and I haven't been getting on ellipticals and stationary bikes and like working out, doing stuff like Zumba. So I'm scheduled while in Dallas to work out with Ace Boogie, yeah, one of the LeBert Dallas guys. You know, there's a film coming out about the LeBert Dallas guys on June 27th at Slugger Theaters, and then there'll be a release worldwide. My goodness, this is amazing. But I do plan on attending a couple of Ace Boogie Fitness in Carrollton workouts, Zumba Fitness workouts. So, you know, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. And so if you exercise alone or exercise outside or go walking and jogging at parks, or many of us are experts and some of us are novice, and some of us just, hey, whatever I got, that's what I'm exercising in. But what are appropriate attire? What are some of the, you know, right, proper attire, apparel that we should be wearing if we're exercising alone at home or at gyms or in groups? And we do discuss that often on Monday during Motivating Monday. But I love being a part of the Spark People community, and here's an article from Spark People. And it's from Leanne Beattie, health and fitness writer at Spark People. And she wrote that six things to look for when buying exercise apparel. And for ladies, definitely, you know, we have to really think about the proper sports bra. You can't just exercise with a regular bra. You know, our sports bras really contain us and help us, honestly, if you guys ever wondered why we can, you know, sports bras does what jockstrap does with you guys. But in this particular Spark People article, the author writes that a cool wind whipped around me as I crested the family hill along my running route. Oh, relief, I thought, pulling my dripping T-shirt away from my skin. This will cool me off. But instead of making me feel refreshed, the wind chilled me to the bone. So much for a great workout, I mumbled as I shivered the rest of the way home. I thought I had dressed properly for my run, but apparently I had missed something before heading out the door that morning. Wearing the right clothing can make the difference between an enjoyable workout and an hour of misery. And investments in stylish yet comfortable workout clothing is the perfect motivation to get you moving. Whether you're hitting the gym, heading for the hills, or exercising in the comfort of your own home, I already had enough excuses not to exercise. My workout clothing didn't need to be one more of them. The big mistake I had made was wearing a cotton T-shirt for my workout. Instead, I should have worn a shirt designed to draw sweat away from the body and move it to the outer surface. These Wiccan clothes, also called technical or performance fabrics, are usually made of polyester and or lycra blends. They may cost more than your average cotton T-shirt, but they also last longer and keep you comfortable. Cotton is comfortable, but the more you sweat during exercise, the more perspiration it traps, weighing down your garment and clinging to your skin. In summer, that can prevent your body from cooling properly. In winter, wearing those damp clothes for a workout keeps you cold. Add a cold wind into the equation, and you'll be chilled to the bone, just as I was. Proper workout attire doesn't start with your shirt. Cotton socks can also trap moisture and cause blisters, while a polyester blend sock may help prevent them. Shorts, gloves, hats, running tights, sports bras, workout pants, even underwear are also available in performance fabric. I was ready to cross comfort due to clothing. off my exercise excuse list, so I went shopping. Here's what I look for when purchasing my new exercise clothing. The author said that she looked for comfort, and that's what we all should look for. Avoid any rough fabrics that can chafe or irritate your skin during repetitive movement. Choose materials that let you move and don't constrict you. Pay closer attention to fit and size, as some workout clothes tend to be smaller and more form-fitting than regular clothes. Look for items that have a small percentage of spandex listed on the label. This allows for a greater range of motion during exercise and can provide a very comfortable fit without being skin tight. Then there's wicking ability. If you're going to be perspiring a lot, make sure your base layer will keep you dry and comfortable. Look for the polyester, Lyco blend, or another synthetic material. These materials keep you warm in winter and cool in the summer, even when wet and dry quickly. If you prefer natural materials, wool and bamboo exercise shirts naturally wick away moisture too. Then look for that perfect fit. While you might be tempted to hide beneath baggy layers, you will feel more confident and sure of yourself if you wear an outfit that looks good on you and plays up your assets. If you feel good about yourself, you'll be inclined to exercise more often. Clothing trends change for workout wear, too, but the basics never go out of style. Add one or two more trendy pieces to your wardrobe, such as performance T-shirt in this season's hot color. But keep your classic black yoga pants that are timeless. Then apparel that is layerable. Your workout wardrobe should be versatile, carrying you from the hottest month to the coldest month. If you'll be exercising outdoors, to avoid overspending during the changes of the seasons, keep this in mind when shopping. Look for items that can easily layer during cold months. Start with a moisture-wicking dry layer, such as a wicking T-shirt or tank top. Then add a warmer layer, such as a fleece pullover. Finish with a protective outer layer for waterproofing and windproofing, such as a windbreaker or a nylon shell. Shop during the off-season for the best deals. Technologically advanced, many new workout pieces feature antimicrobial treatments to combat odor, while others have built-in ultraviolet protection to fight the sun's harmful rays. You can also buy glow-in-the-dark or luminescent jackets and running pants to help keep you visible if you exercise after dark. If you are a hiker concerned about Lyme disease, look for clothing that contains permethrin, a synthetic version of the natural insect repellent found in chrysanthemum. Activity appropriate. Baggy pants aren't feasible for cycling or spinning, and foreign tops won't keep you covered when you do downward dog in yoga class. Consider the activities you do most and make sure the clothes you buy are comfortable and appropriate for the activity. Most people can't go wrong with fitted workout capri pants and a fitted performance top, but always trim clothes before you buy and try a few of your signature workout moves in the dressing room to be sure. The more frequently you exercise, the more important it is to wear the right kind of clothes. Aside from keeping you comfortable, dry, cool, the right outfit also makes you feel like $1 million. So find pieces that settle your figure so you can hit the gym in style. Now that is amazing. And I mentioned, are you wearing how important it is for women to wear the right sports bra. And so there's an article written by Nancy Howard, staff writer at Spark People, and she asked the question, are you wearing the right sports bra? A guide for women of all shapes and sizes. Every active woman, regardless of her breast size, should have a sports bra as part of her fitness wardrobe. Not only do these specially designed bras offer better support and more comfort than a regular bra, they also help minimize movement during your workout. Exercising the wrong bra can lead to more than discomfort. A number of issues, including tension in the arms and shoulders and restricted breathing, can occur if the band is too light. A woman's breasts are composed primarily of adipose, fatty tissue, mammary glands, connective tissue, and the Cooper's ligament, which keeps the breast firm and prevents sagging. Because the underlying chest muscles do not support breast tissue, exercising anything other than a well-fitted bra constricts the Cooper's ligament, leading to greater sagging and even pain during exercise. Finding the right sports bra for you can be a daunting task when there are hundreds of styles from which to choose. Don't worry, we've done the homework for you. And believe it or not, just any sports bra will supply the support you need to prevent sagging, stretching, pain related to exercise. One size doesn't fit all. Studies have shown that between 70 and 80% of women wearing the wrong bra, sports bra, and therefore they may not be getting the benefits of support and comfort from their fitness wardrobe. Many department stores, including Nordstrom's or Macy's, offer free fitting services for customers. But if modesty is a concern, you can take your own measurements before leaving home. Measuring can save you lots of time and aggravation when choosing the right bra. Below are the steps to take your own measurements. So there are steps to take your own measurements. And you can shop from your favorite stores like Walmart, Kmart, to high-end stores for bras, because Walmart has an amazing department of sports bras at different price points. Also, Hanes and Fruit of Looms, they have good sports bras at Walmart, and then other brands also, and then there's the ones that you can get at you know, your favorite department stores and upscale stores also. Below are the steps to take your own measurements. Number one, use a tailor's tape or cloth measuring tape when taking your measurements. Number two, stand up straight, preferably in front of a mirror. Number three, wear a normal non-padded bra, not a sports bra, when taking your measurements. Four, find your bust measurement wearing a non-padded bra. Measure the fullest part of your chest by loosely wrapping the tape measure around your chest, making sure the tape is straight in the back and front. Once you get a number, round to the nearest whole number to get your bust measurement. Then number five, find your band measurement. Measure your rib cage just under your breast, making sure the tape is snug, not tight, and not lower in the back than in the front. Your measurement in inches, and then your band size. Your measurement inches, 27, band size, 30. 28 to 30, 32. 31 to 33, 34, band size. 34, 36, your measurement in inches, band size, 36. Your measurement in inches from 37 to 38, band size, 38. Past the measurement of 38 inches, the band size would be the closest even number to your measurement. Find your cup size. Subtract your band measurement, step 5, from your bust measurement, step 4. Use a chart. There's a chart, and I'm sharing. I'm putting it on Pinterest and tweeting it out and posting it to Facebook and Google One. Use the chart below to determine which letter is your cup size. However, the chart becomes less accurate once you get past a 4-inch difference. And this is what happens. The bust band difference. If it's a half, the cup size is double A. If it's 1 inch, it's a cup size A. If it's bust band difference is 2 inches, it's a B cup. It's a C cup if it's the bust band difference is 3 inches. Bust band difference is 4 inches, the cup size is a D. If the bust band difference is 5 inches, the cup size is a double D or E. If the bust band difference is 6 inches, the cup size is an L. And if the bust band difference is a 7, the cup size is a G. Put your band size with your cup size, and you have your bra size. But remember, this is just a starting point to help you narrow down which options to actually try on. And then, now that you have your size, there are a few points to consider when choosing the right sports bra for you. For what types of activity are you going to wear this sports bra? High-impact exercises such as running, step aerobics, or hiking require different style and support construction than you need for low-impact workouts like cycling, yoga, or Pilates. Will you wear your sports bra for outdoor or indoor exercise? While this may be a strange detail to consider, someone prefer to wear sports bras without a shirt when exercising indoors. In doing so, look for a bra made of wicking, breathable materials, as well as nice detailing. Does this sports bra fit your individual body structure? Choose a bra that fits your body size and shape. When a bra that doesn't fit your breast size and or rib cage measurements may lead to discomfort and chafing. Next comes style. There are three basic sports bra construction styles. There's number one, the compression sports bras. The one-piece style that you'll pull on over your head are by far the most popular sports bra construction. This bra compresses both. I don't know how much was missed because I've been on a roll sharing information regarding proper sports bra to wear and shopping for from smart people. But I'm tweeting out and posted on Pinterest and everything. I was at the studio screen and I was reading because I have my iPhone. My studio screen is up on my iPhone. I'm up on my iPhone and I'm reading from my iPad and talking into my BlackBerry. And yeah, still my BlackBerry. And I hope you all didn't miss much, but I'm sharing it also out there throughout. But I'm gonna go back to there's a three basic sports bra construction styles that's real important when shopping for a sports bra. And the first one is the compression sports bra, the one-piece style that you would pull on over your head. And live stream is going to end in a few, but I can continue on the topics that are advertised. The one-piece style that you pull over your head are by far the most popular sports bra construction. This bra compresses both breasts against your chest, allowing for minimal or no bounce movement. Now, I love those. This bra... These bras are generally a pullover style without fasteners. This style is most suited for women with small to medium-sized breasts. Well, I'm a C cup. I'm C, 38C. These tend to come in general sizes such as small, medium, and large versus band cup sizes. Most major manufacturers, including Champion, Moving Comfort, Under Armour, Reebok, and Nike, carry a wide variety of compression sports bra from which to choose. And I don't know if you guys heard me when I, you know, you can find sports bras at your favorite discount retailers like Kmart and Walmart, to your high-end department stores and to your upscale stores and your favorite department stores like, you know, Macy's and Belk's and Dillard's and all. Number two, encapsulated or natural shaping sports bras are best suited for larger breast women. And also, you know, I'm an Avon lady, and we have an amazing selection of undergarments. Are best suited for larger breast women, usually a C-cup or larger. These bras look more like a normal bra with fasteners in front or back. It may come with or without the underwire. This style encapsulates each breast in an individual cup instead of compressing both breasts together, as in the previous example. The encapsulated sports bra is the best choice for larger breast women, C-cup and up, are plus-size women. One of the most popular manufacturers of this style is Enel. Their bras have received rave reviews from women who require greater support and control. But other manufacturers, including Moving Comfort and CWX, also provide a nice selection in these sizes. And then there's number three, the compression encapsulation sports bra, a combination of the previous two bras. They encapsulate each bra and compress the breast tissue against the chest. They can be pulled over the head or closed with fasteners. This style is ideal for women with medium to large breasts, usually C through double D. Now, you probably have a good idea about the construction style that is best for you. Now comes the fun part. Considering the individual features, including colors, styles, and design details of your sports bra, while fit should always trump style, here are some construction details to look for. Moisture-wicking fabrics such as Dry Fit and Coolmax pull sweat away from your skin and help keep you cool and dry and minimize chafing. Avoid all cotton bras, especially if you sweat heavily or exercise in hot, humid conditions, because this fabric tends to remain wet and saturated even after your workout is over. Minimal Sims are covered Sims, especially in the cups, to prevent chafing and irritation. Every seam on a sports bra could rub against your skin, so the fewer seams, the better. And then, wide straps do not dig into your shoulders. Many women, especially runners, prefer the popular racer and back style, and that's what I like, since this design allows for greater arm movement and provides greater support. However, a traditional scoop style is readily available alternative for women who find the razorback style uncomfortable. And then there's a snug fit around the rib cage, allows for minimum movement. But the band should not be so snug as to keep you from getting good lung expansion during your activity. Your sports bra should fit snug, not tight. And then there's deep armholes to minimize chafing yet allow for good range of motion. Finding the right fit is very important to try on sports bras before you buy it. Most experts recommend that you take a minimum of 3 sports bras when you head into the fitting room. You should bring the size you measured along with the next size up and the next size down. Because sizes can vary between manufacturers, it is important to try on many different brands and styles in order to find the optimal fit. You know if you got the right size, style, and fit when one first bullet point. The straps fit snug against the skin but aren't so tight that they dig into your shoulders. You should be able to slide 2 fingers underneath the strap from the front to the back of the strap for ease. You guys might can hear my great niece. I'm in an enclosed area, but you probably can still hear her. My apologies. Then there's bullet point number 2. The band lies snug and flat against around the front, sides, and back of your rib cage. It should not ride up. You should be able to slide 1 finger easily under the band. Then there's bullet point number 3. Your breasts fit within your cups. In other words, in the bulge from the top or side is an indication that the cup size is too small. Then there's bullet point number 4. The fabric does not gather in the cup, especially on top. Excess fabric bunches are usually an indication that the cup is too big and will not provide adequate support and comfort. This also can cause chafing during activity. Once you try it on a bra that fits your requirements, test it out on the fitting room. In the fitting room, do some movement drills such as jumping jacks, running plays, raising your arms overhead to make certain the bra provides the control, support, and comfort you are looking for without rubbing you the wrong way. But remember, a good sports bra will fit more snugly than a regular bra. Just not so snug that you cannot get 1 finger under the band and slide it easily. While most experts suggest trying a sports bra on for the first time, some women have a difficult time finding a true size on the store rack. Luckily, there are a few websites to guide you along. Many sites provide instructions on how to find the right bra for you, as well as customer service phone numbers you can call for assistance. The following sites provide a wide variety of sports bra apparel for women of all sizes, shapes, and sizes. There's Her Room, a website, Her Room, HERROOM.com. Excuse me. There's Just My Size, JMS.com, Title9.com, and RoadRunnerSports.com. And also, again, Avon, you know, you contact your nearest Avon lady. Then there's Taking Care of the Investment. A high-quality sports bra can easily set you back $25. I'm pinning this on Pinterest, so excuse me. I might have pinned it earlier, but I'm putting it out there and it'll go to other places. Taking care of your investment, a high-quality sports bra can easily set you back $25 to $70. But for most women, it's a well-made investment. Depending on the frequency of wear and the care you give to your garments, a single sports bra can last between 6 to 12 months, maybe longer. Therefore, you will want to use extreme care when it comes to laundering your undergarments. Most experts recommend hand washing a sports bra with a mild detergent after every wear. New sports detergents such as Penguin Sport Wash or Win High Performance Sport Detergent are good options too. Not only do these specially designed detergents help to eliminate embedded odors, but they also help retain the wicking properties of your sports apparel. And while it may be tempting, never place your sports bras in the dryer since the heat can break down the elastic, thereby shortening the useful life of your bra. So how do you know when it's time to say goodbye to your sports bra? While the useful supportive life of your sports bra depends on many factors, you know it's time to upgrade when the fabric is losing shape, The bra is no longer offering the support it once did. The fabric is peeling, especially on the arm. The elastic is stretched out. You have lost or gained a significant amount of weight. We've come a long way since the first sports bra, created by three women who each sewed together two jock straps to give them the support they needed, made its debut in 1977. Today, the sports bra is an integral part of every woman's workout wardrobe. While finding the right sports bra can take time, once you find one that is perfect for you, you'll be amazed at how much better you will feel while exercising. So that's amazing information right there. So take the time when shopping for sports bras. I think I will do that too, because I like shopping for sports bras. But I need to, go do that, take three bras in the dressing room and try them on. So that's pretty cool right there. So that is really good information regarding proper attire when it comes to working out, period, of the proper fabric. And we'll continue on talking about proper, sneakers and other attire to work out in also. And so we'll talk about what's important too for men. A lot of men know, we think some people know, but just like with my sports bras, we I like wearing the compression sports bras, so they say they're from those that like 32 and 34 or whatever. I'm a 38C. But I like those type of sports bras, and they seem to work for me. But I'll try out and try some of the others. I guess more of the C. That's a combination of the first two also. But this has been amazing. I really thank you guys for tuning in. It's not over yet, but the live stream has stopped. Here's Casey Neach. Hello.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Oh my God, I love that song, Casey Meech. Oh yes, hello, I'm Johnny Cash, and yes, I am tuned to Wango Tango. I have the volume on low, and Shakira doing her thing. Yes, she is in her vein. I hope those of you that are there are watching. If you're there, you're not listening to me. But those of you that are doing what I'm doing, watching the live streaming, you guys see exactly what I'm talking to. At KeithFM.com, you can check out the live stream. Wango Tango. And Shakira is just awesomely rocking it like it's nobody's business. That is amazing, too. So it's almost time to conclude, and we do need to talk about skincare, but we're running out of time. So we'll continue talking about rocking it with Avon and Mark on tomorrow during the Mother's Day broadcast as we celebrate Mother's Day, discussing the history of Mother's Day. And it would be so cool if you chatted with me and also called in also to talk about the importance of Mother's Day and how every day it's important to, you know, to be kind to mothers and to mother figures also. Some people don't even have kids, but they seem to be just, wow, that right fit, you know, right there for you. It's just amazing. But thank you so much for tuning in. And I guess you guys are going to be hearing this Dallas thing because this is like, I'm looking forward to returning to Dallas, and we'll see what happens, right? I'm feeling that it will be, I'm praying that it will be, I've always loved going to Dallas. You guys know that since I was a kid, I loved going to Dallas. And, you know, sad that I had stopped frequently going back and forth to Dallas. But before I married my second husband, that was my plan to get my digs and be going back and forth like I always have. I have my own place and be going back and forth and you know, really become successful in this beauty, fashion, entertainment industry, business world. But, you know, my second marriage did not work out. But I have no regrets because I've learned a lot during this humbling time of my life. But time to get back out there and just, you know, really be appreciative and appreciate life and be grateful and be thankful. I've always been grateful and thankful. But the more we see things right, the more we experience things, the more we see things from the outside looking in, I know I do. I become more grateful and more thankful every day that I am breathing, really, because it's just amazing how the world is and how life is. And it's important to be optimistic. Like a 92-year-old lady told me almost 2 years ago in Taco Bell, she said, never let anybody take your joy away. So it's important for us to have that way of life. And there's a lot of hot topics that we should have been talking about because I've been in shock about that hot air balloon. I mean, and there's some other topics that's going on. Wow, that we need to talk about, hot topics. But thank you so much for tuning in and listening to my show. It's really been a blast. And like I said before, I continue the topic of proper skincare with Avon and Mark tomorrow during the Mother's Day broadcast, which will be airing at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. A good time, you know, after church, before dinner, before evening services or whatever picnics or whatever you're doing to celebrate Mother's Day will be airing at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And Motivating Monday is scheduled for Monday morning at 6. And the other shows will be, you know, tentatively scheduled. Wednesday show probably would not be airing in the a.m., but more so in the a.m., I mean, not in the a.m., but in the p.m. I would be in Dallas, seeing God willing. I would be in the p.m. But Monday we would be talking about the Dallas the Small Business Expo. And, of course, healthy living. How do we stay on the right track when we're working on maintaining our healthy lifestyle? You know, our eating habits, our exercise habits. How do we stay on that white trash. And that's something that we do talk about right here pretty often. But really do thank you for your love and support. And what I was about to say, I guess we'd be, I will be playing the Dallas scene probably often until August the 18th. That's when Dallas returns, and Dallas ended, about 4 weeks ago, with not just one cliffhanger, but like a big cliffhanger with like little cliffhangers before it, you know, like little orgasms before that major one, you know. So it's amazing. This is a childhood favorite show of mine, and I'm just amazed how hot it is at doing its return, you know, in August 18th, my birthday month, it returns, and I just cannot wait, you know, honestly. So, with that said, I thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk about a skincare. Visit Avon.com, visit Meetmart.com. If you have an Avon lady or guy, talk with them. And then when it comes to your undergarments and bras, talk with your Avon lady or guy. You can contact me. Visit my e-store, my web store, at youravon.com/MSBETHANY Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. I know I changed it. It was Beth Williams. But if you visit Beth Williams, my original website, it will take you to my Facebook page. So those of you that aren't my Facebook friend yet, that's the easy way to link up with me. But it's easy for you to link up with me here at the profile on Blog Talk Radio, too. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you know, you name it. And I hope you're following me also on Tumblr. I hope you're connecting with me on LinkedIn, also on Instagram, you know, and Vine. I haven't posted any Vine videos, but I love Vine. Again, I thank you so much. On Ustream, I'm Culture Shock, KULTRESHOK. But I thank you so much for your love and support. If you're a long-time listener since March 21st, 2011, or if you're new, I thank you. And I look forward to talking with you, and I look forward to booking many of you as guests, and also the topics. Never run out of topics because it's an entertainment lifestyle music show. Never run out of everyday topics right here. So thank you. I'm back to broadcasting longer broadcasts with more audio if you noticed that or not. And thank you to those who send music. Oh, and there's Ellen Kay and Ryan. They're showing Ellen Kay and Ryan. I love them. They're so awesome, right? But again, thank you again for tuning in. You are so awesome. And happy Mother's Day weekend to all of you, to you and yours. God bless. different Third Light Girl menstrual cycle. UK date, Essence Festival, 4th of July weekend. Prince of Third Light Girl doing her thing, MPG official. New music, everything. I mean, new deal with time with Warner Brothers. Hey, man, yes, that's a whole other show, right? Most definitely. But again, thank you, Cass, for your love and your support. I'm going to continue watching Wango Tango also. Those of you that are there, continue having a blast of a good time. And again, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for tuning in. Also, thank you for sharing your music that I'm adding to the playlist. And I'm still learning how to do this iPad thing, so I still need to get my, you know, my music files properly, on my iPad also. But thank you so much for your love and your support. Email me at culturesharkentertainment@yahoo.com, KURTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Big shout out again to the Small Business Expo Dallas, to Marketecture, Tim Smith and Austin Crew, Marketecture, Instant Contact, Vistaprint, those that I've been networking with. The Small Business Expo in New York, looking forward to a super good time. I hope the governor surprises us. So it's already going to be an amazing event, but if the governor shows up, oh, my God, you guys know how crazy I am about Rick Perry, the governor of the state of Texas. So I love my governor, too, Governor Phil Bryan, but I'm a big, long-time supporter of Rick Perry also. His stance regarding a lot of things. I guess it's not time to be talking politics late on Saturday night, right? So, again, thank you so much. You're super awesome. And until next time, God bless. Hugs and kisses. Hugs and kisses, because I know some of us, they get sad around certain holidays. So extra hugs to those that are, are sad or maybe missing kids or missing mothers or mother figures, sending love and prayers out to y'all. So I thank you for your love and for your prayers also and your positive vibes that you send me too, okay? Because you are amazing, super amazing. We have each other, we have God, we have each other, and that's important. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Been amazing, and God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report Saturday night. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True.